Support from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joelle Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Obama administration is relaxing enforcement of deportation rules for young people brought to the U.S. as children without legal status. With immigration a big issue this election year, the policy shift could appeal to Hispanic voters. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano says people up to 30 years old who came to the U.S. as children and do not pose a national security risk would be eligible to stay and to apply for work permits. Banking stocks in Britain have surged today following announcement of a major stimulus plan to turn around Britain's stagnant economy. NPR's Philip Reeves says the British government is increasingly blaming its economic problems on the Eurozone.
The Eurozone crisis has created a large black cloud of uncertainty hanging over the world, including Britain. So says the governor of the Bank of England, Mervyn King. More proof of this came today, with new monthly figures showing a near 7% drop in British exports to the European Union. Now there's a move to kickstart Britain's recession-hit economy. Together with the government, the Bank of England will provide cheap loans worth tens of billions of dollars to British banks in an attempt to get them lending to businesses again. The announcement came as the world braces itself ahead of Sunday's uncertain elections in Greece, amid reports that global central banks plan coordinated action to stabilise the markets if necessary. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
IHS Chief Economist Nariman Berevish says no matter what the result of the Greek election this weekend and no matter how various rescue plans play out, the region can look forward to a difficult period.
I think Europe is headed for a lost decade. This has been coming for some time. Europe has been very slow to enact structural reforms, including labor market reforms, and this has contributed to the very high unemployment rates, and especially among the youth. So Europe has to enact structural reforms if it's to grow at any decent pace in the coming years.
He thinks the U.S. economy would be only modestly affected unless the European economy plummets into a serious depression. The general in charge of the U.N. observers in Syria says a spike in violence is derailing the monitoring mission there from Damascus. NPR's Deborah Amos reports.
In a wide-ranging interview with reporters, General Robert Mood delivered a grim assessment. There's no sign that a Syrian military offensive is abating. The rebels have increased firepower, but are taking tremendous losses. General Mood said the observer mission is approaching a risk level that's unacceptable. Monitors have come under fire repeatedly. He said his teams have observed the destruction of Syrian military equipment, including tanks, which points to more lethal weapons in rebel hands. But so far, the rebels have not increased the territory they hold, said Mood. The Syrian army is challenging all the rebel strongholds. Deborah Amos, NPR News, Damascus.
From Washington, this is NPR News. In Tokyo, police have caught the last fugitive suspect in a doomsday cult that launched deadly sarin nerve gas attack on the city in 1995. From Tokyo, John Matthews reports the suspect was tracked down at a comic book cafe.
After the recent arrests of two members of the Aum Shinrikyo cult, 54-year-old Katsuya Takahashi was the last suspect at large from the Tokyo gas attacks. Police say Takahashi was a bodyguard for the cult's former leader, death row inmate Shoko Asahara. Nearly 200 cult members have been convicted of murder and attempted murder in connection with 12 deaths and thousands of poisonings in the Tokyo subways in 1995. Officials say new information provided by recently arrested cult member Naoko Kikuchi revitalized the manhunt, allowing them to track the fugitive down. Takahashi was on Japan's most wanted list for more than a decade. For NPR News, I'm John Matthews in Tokyo.
The Los Angeles system is the latest to issue layoffs in a money-saving bid for its courts. More than 150 of the Los Angeles court employees are getting pink slips today, and hundreds of L.A. County court employees will see their hours cut to part-time.
It's coming down to the wire, no pun intended.
That's daredevil aerialist Nick Walenda planning to add yet another feat to his family's history and his own string of records with a high-wire walk across Niagara Falls tonight to be broadcast by ABC. Walenda represents the seventh generation of a family of acrobats, aerialists, jugglers, and trapeze artists who as far back as the 18th century roamed through Austria-Hungary. He's 33. He says he dreamed of walking directly over Niagara Falls since a visit to the falls with his family when he was 6 years old. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Focus Features, presenting Moonrise Kingdom, directed by Wes Anderson and starring Bruce Willis, Edward Norton, and Bill Murray, in select theaters now.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. We're going to start off this hour with music from Nina Simone, originally from North Carolina. She had her first hit with a rendition of Porgy and Bess back in 1958. Here she has recorded for Copics Records. She was with them from roughly 58 to 1964. Here's Nina on piano and vocals with her rendition of the old classic Trouble in Mind.
Hey. One more. Sun's gonna shine my back door someday. Trouble in mind, it's true. I have almost lost my mind. Never had so much trouble in my life before. I'm gonna lay my head on some lonesome railroad line. Let the 219 train ease my troubled mind. Trouble in mind, I'm blue, but I won't be blue always, 'cause the sun's gonna shine my back door someday. Let 219 train ease my troubled mind. Cause the sun's gonna shine my back door someday. I'm gonna lay on my head on some lonesome railroad line. Let the 219 train ease my troubled mind.
sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. 'Cause the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. 'Cause the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday. 'Cause the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday.
Oh boy.
'Cause the sun's gonna shine in my back door someday.
Give Me a Penny. Music from Big Mama Thornton, recorded back in April of 1966 in Oakland, California. And she had backing her up on that particular track, the Muddy Waters Blues Band, with most notably James Cotton on blues harp and Otis Spann on piano. And Big Mama Thornton, of course, is best known for her recording back in 1953 of Hound Dog that got to number one on the R&B charts. Two or three years later, Elvis Presley would bring that same tune. He'd sell millions of, at least a million copies of that that number. Big Mama Thornton was always trying to get back that success that she had in 53 with Hound Dog. Before we heard Big Mama Thornton here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we heard Nina Simone. Nina Simone, probably from the early 1960s. We heard her do her rendition of Trouble in Mind, a tune that has been recorded by all sorts of people over the years. It's definitely a blues standard. Aretha Franklin's done a version of it, Jimmy Smith, but also Jeff Beck, Merle Haggard even, Bob Wills. It's a classic. It was penned by a gentleman originally from New Orleans by the name of Richard M. Jones, and first recorded back in, 1926 by Bertha Hill, Trouble in Mind. We have music next year on KRVS, once again with the Muddy Waters Blues Band backing up. This time, though, Otis Spann, who was a pianist on that last track. Otis was a pianist for Muddy Waters Band from about 1953 up until 1969. He died in the 70s of cancer at the age of 40. Here he is from August of 1966. Again, Otis Spann backed up by the Muddy Waters Blues Band doing a number called Brand New House.
A brand new house with an old brand new jug. I want some spinning wheel and I want an old hooked jug in my brand new house. People with my brand new bride. I want a brand new house with a brand new bride. And I know I have a whole lot of loving. She'll be locked up inside in my brand new house. People, that brand new bride. My baby, she don't wear no furs. All my woman want now is 2,000 him and her in my brand new house. People with my brand new bride.
any money in my pocket. No spare meat on my bone.
Recorded in May of 1970 in London. That was Howling Wolf. Howling Wolf along with Eric Clapton, Stevie Winwood, Bill Wyman, Charlie Watts, Hubert Sumlin, and a few others. Howling Wolf with Poor Boy. Before we heard Howling Wolf, we heard Otis Spann here on KRVS from 1966. We heard Otis on piano and vocals do a tune entitled Brand New House. We're going to hear Otis once again. We're going to listen next to a recording done back in Chicago back in 1957. Sonny Boy Williamson is point man on this particular recording, Sonny Boy on vocals and blues harp, and he was the person who really taught Howling Wolf how to play harmonica, blues harp. He was Howling Wolf's brother-in-law for a while. He was married to, at least for a while, one of Howling Wolf's half-sisters. Here's Sonny Boy Williamson, again from 1957. Otis Spann on piano, Robert Jr. Lockwood, and Luther Tucker on guitars, Willie Dixon on bass with a tune called Cross My Heart.
If you cross your heart to someone, you're not supposed to tell a lie. If you cross your heart to someone, you're not supposed to tell a lie. Before you said wrong or either do wrong, it have to be so long or either goodbye. The first time I crossed my heart, I was by your bedside on my knees. First time I crossed my heart, I was by your bedside, down on my knee. Sure enough, man. And I know the difference between I and you. I have to beg you, please, darling, help me, please. 'cause you're the one, yes, I know. I cross my heart to you, baby, because I know there's no one else I know. Anything you tell me to do, I have to do it, or I'll have to go.
From 1960, that was Junior Parker. Junior Parker doing a number called I Feel All Right Again. Parker came out of the Memphis blues scene, and he was a fine harp player, but really made his mark as an R&B singer. Had a number of hits, R&B charters, back in the 1950s and early 60s. One of his more famous tunes was Mystery Train, which, of course, Elvis Presley did for Sun Records back in 1954. Unfortunately, Junior Parker died at the age of 39 of a brain hemorrhage or a brain tumor, something of that nature. So, unfortunately, he didn't have that long-lasting a career. He was taught the finer points of blues harp playing by Sonny Boy Williamson II, and we heard Sonny Boy II. Before hearing Junior Parker, we heard Sonny Boy from 1957, recorded on Chess Records out of Chicago, doing a number called Across My Heart. Next year on KRVS, someone else that came out of the Memphis blues scene in the late 1940s, recorded in Chicago in 1964, here is B.B. King.
Thank you so much. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we want to go way back, way back.
hurt me so bad, baby. When you said we were through, oh, you hurt me, you know you hurt me, you hurt me so bad.
Story now. Ladies, if you got a man, husband, whatever you want to call him, and he don't do exactly like you think he should, don't cut him because you can't raise him over again, you know. Don't hurt him. Treat him nice. And fellas, I want to say to you, if you got a wife, a woman, or whatever you want to call her, she don't do like you think she should, don't go upside her head. That don't do but one thing. That make her a little smarter. She won't let you catch her the next time. So all you do is talk to her softly. It's real sweet, you know. And you tell her, I know you'll do better.
Someday, babe.
Once again, B.B. King recorded live at the Regal in Chicago, the Regal Theater, that is, back in 1964. B.B. King here on KRVS. He had spent his first period in Memphis, Tennessee, right after World War II. He had come up from Mississippi at that time and stayed with his cousin, Booker White. We're going to listen next to Booker. He had recorded first in 1930. He hadn't really made much of a ripple with his first recordings. The Depression was setting in, and well, a lot of people weren't buying records, particularly what they call race records at the time. And in 1937, he jumped bail. He was about to go to Parchman Farm Prison for shooting a man, and he jumped bail, ran up to Chicago, recorded a couple of tunes. This is one of them, Booker White with Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Sweetest little woman that your men most ever saw. Gonna get up in the morning, baby, with the rising sun. Ooh, well, in the morning, baby, with the rising sun. After the train don't run, gonna be some walking dove. She called me up on the phone. Well, she called me. She called me up on the phone. She said, "Daddy, Daddy, I don't stop, come on, hurry up." Go. Oh, she says I'm tired. Daddy sang a lonesome song. Ooh, well, she says I'm tired of singing a lonesome song. She said I even heard Daddy. I ain't even hit his home. She's out of class, you want me, Daddy, you better hurry up.
Support for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana. Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org. Support for KRVS comes from the family of John and Hillary Slaughter, promoting the cultural experience offered by the town of Grand Coteau, Louisiana, with local businesses such as Casa Azul, Criolla Cafe, Earth and Herbs, Brent's Catering, and P&D Cakes. The family of John and Hillary Slaughter, encouraging others to explore Grand Coteau.
Morning.
from a new disc called Back to the Woods. That was Chuck Leavelle on piano and vocals with a tune entitled No Special Rider. Chuck was preceded by Book of White. We heard Book of White from 1937, recorded in Chicago at that time, doing a number called Pine Bluff, Arkansas. And that tune we just heard by Chuck Leavelle was first recorded by Leadbelly many, many years ago. We're going to turn to Leadbelly now here on the Blues Box. We're going to listen to one of his most famous tunes, or at least one that he's credited for, the tune Midnight Special, which was sort of a prison favorite. Supposedly, was composed in Sugar Land Prison during a Leadbelly stay there. That according to Alan Lomax, though others say that Library of Congress during the 1930s recorded several versions of this tune in various prisons in the South. So who knows? It might not have been a composition by Leadbelly, but he gets the credit. The train, the Midnight Special, one piece of lore was that if the light from the train happened to shine through your window at night, you were going to get a pardon. Good luck was going to befall you in some form or fashion. Others say that it meant that perhaps you were going to have family visitors, that sort of thing. Here is Leadbelly, again with his famous piece, Midnight Special.
Tryna loose my man, let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heaven loving light on me. When you get up in the morning, when that big bell rings, pull the march to the table, you meet the same old thing, knocking talking on the table. Ain't nothing in my pain. Never said a thing about it. Have a trouble with your man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heaven loving light on me. If you ever go to Houston, boy, you better walk right. And you better not squabble. And you better not fight. Bet Brocker will arrest you. Painting Boom will take it down. You can bet your bottom dollar that you're Sugarland bound. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heaven loving light on me. Well, jumping little Judy, she was a mighty fine girl. Judy brought jumping, so there's a whole round world. Well, she brought it in the morning, just a wild day. Well, she brought me the news, and my wife was dead. That started me to grieving, moving and hollering and crying. Then I began to worry about my great long time. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heaven loving light on me.
I done crossed the separated line of spiritual sound. Oh, we used to play that in New York. Me and Gary Davis played that too.
Well, ain't you glad? Ain't you glad? I done crossed this world behind. Oh, I done crossed the separated line. Line. y'all done crossed, separated us. I love this short world behind.
Blind Connie Williams, a Philadelphia street singer. Pete Welding, the folklorist, back in 1961 was canvassing a lot of junk shops, pawn shops, that sort of thing in Philadelphia, and he ran into Blind Connie Williams playing on the street. He ended up recording him, a really, really great guitarist singing and playing in the style of Reverend Gary Davis. Before we heard Blind Connie Williams, we heard Lead Belly. We heard Lead Belly do his classic Midnight Special. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to John Lee Hooker. He recorded this tune with Eddie Kirkland back in 1951. It was one of his most popular singles for many, many years. And in 1989, he would re-record it. He actually did it again in the 60s, but he re-recorded it with Roy Rogers and also Bonnie Raitt and got a Grammy for that re-recording. Here, though, is the original John Lee Hooker from 1951 with I'm in the Mood.
Down the street, you know I get a thrill now, baby, from my head down to my toes. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for love. Nighttime is the right time. Be with the one you love. When night come, baby, God knows you're so far away. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for love. I'm in the mood, baby. Yes, I'm in the mood. If I can't be with you, baby, I don't be with nobody else. I can't get my thrill now, baby, unless I be with you. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for love.
Don't you know I can whip, chop, and puree? Won't you let me be your blender, baby? Honey, I can whip, chop, and puree. I'm gonna whip you to a jelly, honey. I'm gonna chop it up today. Model is so special, honey. gives you everything you need. It's guaranteed to blend it right. It's built for comfort, not for speed. My motor's most unique. There's a style for every size. You push the right track, honey. Sit back and watch me osterize. Let me be your blender, baby. I can whip, chop, grate, cube, and puree. If you to a jelly, woo, honey, I'm gonna chop you up today. If you bring the right ingredients, I'll make any sauce you choose. A hollandaise or a mayonnaise, any recipe you use. Better, I can blend some dough for buns. And if we get done blending it early, we might even get some cooking done, yeah. Let me be your blender, baby. I got a cookbook on my own. I call it 1,001 ways, baby, to make my little motor moan. Easy, honey. I get up to a fine puree. You work those gears just right. We'll make a real love souffle. My motor never quits. I don't know how long you're gonna last. If you don't want your cubes diced, honey, you better push that button fast. Let me be your blender, baby. I'll whip the freshest cream in town. Can no one bear my wearing down?
Oh, no. Thank you.
A little product endorsement from Bonnie Raitt, recorded live and broadcast on the radio back in Philadelphia in 1972, a number called Blender Blues, definitely in the style of Kitchen Man and with some of the other tunes with lots of entendre. Again, Bonnie Raitt. And we heard, prior to Bonnie Raitt, John Lee Hooker. We heard John Lee Hooker from 1951, recording for Modern Records at the time with Eddie Kirkland accompanying him on that particular track, a number called I'm in the Mood. And again, he redid that in 1989 on the album The Healer. And he had Bonnie Raitt with him on vocals and guitar, and also Roy Rogers on guitar on the 1989 version. And that won all three of them a Grammy. And also that particular disc, The Healer, sort of really, really revived, in a sense, John Lee Hooker's career for quite some time. His recording has sort of been rehashing a lot of his older material, which he actually did with I'm in the Mood. But he really, really caught his stride once again with that disc, The Healer, introduced him to a lot of new audiences. You're listening to The Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported Public Radio. Our listeners keep us on the air with annual contributions. If you are one of those listeners, we'd like to thank you for that support. If not, we hope that you'll consider supporting us. And as we've said many times, you can find out all you need to know about that at our website, krvs.org. You can pledge securely online. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on KRVS. It's presently 11 a.m.
This program is sponsored by the Office of Dr. Anne Lorentz Dental Artistry, now offering anxiety-free sedation dentistry. Dr. Anne Lorentz Dental Artistry, located at 101 West Marshall Avenue near River Ranch in Lafayette. The number for more information or to schedule an appointment is 406-1110, online at drannelorentz.com.